On June 30th, 1999, the body of 41-year-old Ricky McCormick was found in a cornfield in West Alton, Missouri. In McCormick's front pocket were two pages of hand-printed notes containing a complex cipher that the FBI, the American Cryptogram Association, have to this day failed to crack.
No one knows who wrote it, but most cipher experts agree it's not random. It is a very sophisticated code.
McCormick was a high school dropout who, according to a family member, didn't write in code. He couldn't spell anything. Mads Mikkelsen has a not-so-secret weapon when it comes to playing villains. Stillness.
Most villains don't start off saying, I want to be the baddie today. They have a mission.
The actor has become a franchise player when cast as an antagonist or anti-hero by embracing minimalism. In the past decade, as the world has awakened to the growing accumulation of plastic debris in our oceans, the efforts to solve the mounting crisis have been numerous and insufficient.
The threat of marine pollution has become so bad it's now threatening even the most remote places on Earth.
The message from scientists is, it's not too late to fix it. But it's long past time for small steps.
We all have responsibility in this. We created the problem, now we've got to fix it.
It's easy to see why people are so fascinated with the Egyptian pyramids. There are a lot of mysteries surrounding their construction. You probably don't believe the conspiracy theories they say they were built by aliens, but they weren't built by slave labor either.
As of now, there's more evidence to suggest that the pyramids were built by a dedicated workforce.
We're still not totally sure. But this new discovery could make it a whole lot clearer. Swallowed by the empty, black night, Mi'kmaq Galley Sherpa tried to focus the shaky orb of his headlamp on his next few steps. Wearing a bulky down suit plus two layers of long underwear, he should have been okay. But in all the peaks he'd summited, in all his high-altitude mountaineering, he never felt temperatures quite like this. A lung-starving, mind-muddling, unforgiving cold.